Hey everyone. So the thing I want to talk to you about today is a rookie mistake, which I've known to do for a long time and still do it to this day. But I've learned that if I recognize it, I can find ways to avoid it and find ways to fight it and actually not do it over and over again. So the rookie mistake I'm talking about is focusing on the end goal. And what I mean by that is that every time I'm working on a new product, I tend to focus on the end goal. And the end goal could be anything. It could be a milestone, the overall end dream goal that I have for the product. And what that does is makes me impatient, it makes me rush, make bad decisions. And I've just actually recognized it, that it's happening to me, even though I've read about it for so long, but I never seem to learn something unless I go through it. So since I've started recognizing that it's happening and that I'm doing it, I've taken several steps to actually not get to that point where I'm actually doing that, focusing on the end goal. So what I do now is for every product that I'm making, I have an end goal, like a dream end goal, whatever that may be. Let's say one of the end goals could be, I want this product to make X amount of money per month. I want this product to be sold completely to an investor. I want this product to get an investment midway next year. So those are the sort of the end goals. And then I have milestones in between how to get there. And those milestones change. The end dream goal doesn't usually, with every product I've noticed, every product sort of has its own life and dream goal that actually comes to me. But milestones to get to that point, they change constantly. So what I do now is when I start a project, I have the dream end goal, and then I have sort of the next milestone and a couple of milestones that I want to get to. So for every milestone, I have the steps that I have to do that I think are good to get to the milestone. And then once I set the steps, I leave the milestone alone, leave the dream end goal aside, and then focus on the steps only. So, with that said, those steps change as the project progresses. So let's say my next milestone is in 2 months, and I have to do 5 steps to get there. I have these 5 major tasks. However, every week or every midweek or every second week as I'm doing the project, I sort of review what I've done and think of ways what I'm doing next. So some of the steps that I had planned, I might not do them next. I might do something else, but they're all leading to the same milestone. However, I'm reviewing the steps. I'm adding new steps, removing some, just refining the sort of the way on how to get to that next milestone. And as I'm saying this, I feel like I'm projecting that I have this scientific, structured way of doing this, but no, it's very raw actually. For the major tasks, I usually write them in my notebook. And then for individual tasks, I keep them in Clarity Task, which is one of my project management tools, task management tools, actually. And then those change all the time as I'm getting to the next milestone. So, in other words, on this new product that I'm working on, which I haven't made public yet, it's live, it has a revenue. So, my next milestone is to revise the website, revise some of the functionalities within the app that have more to do with the onboarding process, and then revise. Or I should say, optimize my AdWords that I'm using, my campaigns in AdWords, in Google AdWords. So these are sort of the end goals for this milestone. And then I have a bunch of tasks, bunch of subtasks. And then as I get to do the steps, I revise them all the time. But the milestone stays the same. But I don't focus on the milestone. I'm focusing on the steps. You know, I'm focusing on the website being top-notch based on the user research I did. I'm focusing on the app having the better onboarding process than the previous one based on user research again. So I'm focusing now on the actual steps that lead to that milestone. And I'm not thinking about milestone until I get really like close to it, like a week or like a couple of days closer to it. And then I try to rush it in a sort of slow way to get to that endpoint. And this has helped me a lot with staying on top of things and not getting stressed and not panicking that, you know, that end goal is not happening fast enough or the milestone is not, you know, I'm not launching as I had planned because I had these other things that came up that I couldn't do it. So that doesn't get to stress me anymore because I'm focusing on the steps. And as I get to do the steps, as I get closer, then I start thinking about milestone. I start to think about the big steps that I have to do to launch it. And then usually the end, the couple of last days, it's pretty much rushing it. And then I don't want to make it perfect because it's more perfect than the previous time. So I leave it for the next time to make it even more perfect because I'm going into this sort of cycle where I try to get to the 100%, but I never do. I usually get to like 80, 85% of what I intended, but I always leave it for the next time. So when I get to the next time to revise what I've done already, it's pretty much 110% of what I did the previous time. And then I always try to get to that. So not trying to be perfect, you know, that's another stress that you can add to your project, to yourself. So that's it for tonight. I went a little bit longer, I guess, but I wanted to share this process, how not to get stressed and focus on the tasks, on the steps at hand and not the end goal, because the end goal you know already and you've revised the steps how to get to that end goal. So you don't focus on the end goal anymore. You focus on those single baby steps that you have to do that will take you to that end goal. You have to trust that process. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm trusting the process. All right, thanks for listening. Leave a comment if the place you're listening to this podcast on allows you to do so. And follow me on Twitter, Val Soapy. All right, talk soon.